What's up, friends? I'm Candace Kelly, and welcome to episode 38 of the Mental Cement Podcast, the show where we teach you how to master your mindset to live the life that you want to live. Now, when I say today's guest has some business savvy, I'm not joking. This serial entrepreneur has built and sold 4 different businesses and has mentored aspiring entrepreneurs all along the way. After selling his 3rd business in 2018 and receiving the Metro 50 Top 50 Fastest Growing Year-Over-Year Business Award, he decided to make a change in a big way. And I'm so glad he did. And that's where our paths cross, because I met him at my coaching certification training. And so we went away for a week. We were doing deep dives into coaching and understanding people, human development. And what was so great about this guy was that he had a wealth of knowledge of business, but he was a little confused as to how this whole people thing worked out. And so once he put the pieces together and had all the gears in place, he decided, you know what? I really can't help business owners unless I can really understand people. And so that's what he's here to do today. Not only help you with your business, but systematically help you as an entrepreneur understand your shortcomings, figure out how to overcome them in a repeatable and systematized way to help you gain the success that you are so much looking for. So today, he's gonna break down for us what are the 7 components that it actually takes to run a profitable business, right? Not just the things that look good, not just the external things, but what needs to happen within the business in order to help us thrive, to be able to hire more people, to create something that is scalable. And this isn't theory, this is lived experience. So I'm so excited to have him on today. Without further ado, buckle up and get ready for the comedic and authentic styles of the wonderful Chris McIntyre. Chris, welcome to the Mental Cement Podcast. You're the 2nd Chris I've had on. How was your day?
It's great. And thank you, Candace, so much for having me on and give me an opportunity to say hello and greet your listeners and your followers. And this is a lot of fun. I'm excited.
I'm excited also. And it's so funny. When we met, we instantly clicked. And I think it's because we're both like 2-word people, right? I call it 2-word people. Like most people, if you ask them something, they'll say, well, I think this, we both are yes, no, right? We both love to get to the point. We love to get things done. If it's slowing down, it's kind of a waste of time. And it's so funny. It's fun to connect with people who kind of think and communicate the same way you do.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. I remember you taking the initiative to introduce yourself to me back in February, I believe. And I've been actually very interested and excited to follow your progress. You've begun to build something and act on some of your instincts and experiences, which I think from the outside can look like, hey, that's no big deal. But I understand how scary and frightening and sometimes frustrating it can be when you're in that beginning phase. So hats off to you for not just what you've wanted to do, but what you've actually done. That's a big difference.
Well, thank you. I definitely appreciate it. And it sure can feel like it's just me and the computer and nobody else exists, but I definitely appreciate it. And you're really cool because you've successfully built multiple businesses, right? A lot of my guests, this is their first business and they're kind of mid-sized, growing a little bit larger, or they've already built something very large, but you've built multiple businesses at different levels. And talk to me a little bit about what got you started into entrepreneurship, how you started, and how'd you land on coaching of all things?
No, that's a great question. And I'm afraid it's a long answer, but I'm always up for a good long answer. One of the things that you mentioned is, you know, a lot of people are in business, or a lot of people like the idea of having their own business. And the word term, you know, entrepreneur gets a lot of attention, excitement, maybe a little bit of magical aura around it that maybe it doesn't deserve. But I think it's interesting to kind of look at some statistics. And I'm the type of person, when it comes to facts and figures, I like to do my own homework. As a matter of fact, I'm working on an article and my intention is to publish it on Forbes. But the homework that I've done is trying to find out what are the success statistics. What are they for real? And in asking ourselves, hey, listen, if I do start a business, what are my chances of succeeding? What would it take to be successful? And that's kind of the subject matter of what we want to talk about today. But one thing I would share with you, some interesting things that I found, is that within 42 months of opening their doors for the first time, 90.3%, that's a very precise number, right? 90.3% of business owners close it permanently. And the big high water mark in there is at month 24, where most businesses that do fail throw in the towel at that point. Now, the big question is why, what's happening? But it's really important to understand that for first-time business owners, the cards are stacked against us. And then the question begins to be, hey, we didn't start this business because we wanted to fail. We started this business because we wanted to succeed. And business is a skill that can be learned. And some people think of it like a talent. And that's where I would say, if you've ever been good at something, if you've ever been great at something, did you wake up one day with that knowledge and with that experience? Or was that the result of a lot of effort, a lot of time in the gym? I think one of my favorite quotes was from Muhammad Ali. And he said, the fight is won long before I dance in the ring. It's won out on the streets, on the pavement, in the mornings, running before anyone else is awake. All the work and efforts put in the gym. And really, the way I got started in business, I was really an accidental entrepreneur. You know, I had a moment where things at my first job in the electronic payments industry weren't going so well. And I said to myself, I think I even said it out loud, I thought I could do a bad job of this and things would still be better for me. And I was right on both counts. I did do a bad job of it, but things did turn out better. And I learned and I grew and I learned and I grew. And over the, gosh, 25 years, had the benefit and privilege and experience of founding several businesses and being able to sell four of them in that amount of time. And a lot of that is just basic principled approach to business, but doing it in a very personal way, because we're people first and performers second. So if our personal life is stressed out, and if we're overworked, and if we're feeling the negative emotions of being too busy and being too overwhelmed, if we live in that island called overwhelm, our business suffers. But the good news is there's a way out. I do believe that believing in something, believing in yourself, believing in a process, I believe that that is helpful. Of course it's helpful. I believe that the attitude that we approach a task with or a job with or a project with is really important. But it's not enough. At some point, somebody's got to roll up their sleeves and get to work. Sometimes success is sweat and work and grit and grind. Sometimes that's what it is. Sometimes success is being all by yourself with a microphone and a computer, right? When nobody's watching and nobody's listening. All the work, all the preparation that goes into success happens before the success. And I think all of us, even myself, have a tendency to want the shortcut. And I spend a lot of my time just sort of calling BS on that. Matter of fact, I have to do that on myself, up on my largest whiteboard in the universe, which I have that takes the whole wall of my office up right here. It says, remember, I have to do the work. That's what I have to tell myself. I have to do the work. And that's a good mindset. Now, I believe in what I'm doing. I believe that I can become successful. I wouldn't want to do the work. However, I can believe all I want, but if I don't do the work, I can guarantee I won't be successful.
Very good point. And I like to think of it as a starting point, right? If you don't believe it, you wouldn't have the guts to go after it. But once you believe it, then you have to go and get it. You have to go chase it and build it. And let's get into the work, right? Because I think that also gets a bit confusing, especially when people are starting out and there's so much noise about branding and this and that and sales and marketing. And it's like, oh, that's exciting. I just have to sell something. And you don't often think about, well, how am I going to get it to them? How am I going to structure it? What if I'm not there? What if I have a sick day? How am I going to make money? All of those things that actually go into it. And you do a great job with your business and with your previous businesses of really making it very concrete, right? What are the elements in the work? And you call them the seven gears. And you have a book about this that's just getting ready to come out. So tell us a little bit about what are those gears, what are those activities, and why are they important to our business?
Sure. And thanks for asking that, Candace, because what I've done is come up with a basic business model, and these apply to pretty much any business. And that was important to me to kind of come up with the generic principled based approach to business, because as a business coach, I interact with all different types of business owners. And it's important that I have something that translates well, whether I'm talking with somebody who is a mechanic or an app designer or someone who might be in the life coaching industry. But when we look at their business, it's the same. Picture a clock in your mind, and this would be at the 1 o'clock position, and that's where we'll start. That's marketing. And that's basically how do we advertise and generate leads so that potential clients could hear about our business and we could identify them so we could talk to them or interact with them or present something for sale, which is the next gear, which is sales. How do we have a conversation with somebody in a way that brings them to a point of decision of, yes, I want to do this, or no, I don't want to do this. And there can be a very specific, deliberate, intentional process that we can employ in sales. And then when we get that done, then we have to, like you said, deliver the product. And that would be the next, you know, the next sphere or gear, as I call it, which is fulfillment. How do we deliver that product and service in a way that meets and exceeds the expectations of our clients in a way that makes them not only fulfilled, but also willing to help us, maybe give us referrals, help us grow business, invite them to come back so that interaction can be something that earns money for us and delivers service or products to them on into the future. And those are the things that most people recognize, because any business you walk into, hey, you got there because you heard about it. That was marketing. You know, you bought something or they presented something, you bought it. That's sales. And you got the thing that you bought. That's delivery. So that's very obvious from the outside. But the inner or internal gears are, I'd say, equally as important, but maybe more important because they're not obvious to everyone. One of those things is the management gear. And management doesn't mean bossing other people around, telling them what to do. Management begins with self-management. And if we can't manage ourselves and our time and our resources and our money and our plan well, chances are good that it won't go well. Now, management, then operations. Operations is how do we, with intention, design our business to work? So when I talk about operations, I have an acronym, OPS, O-P-S, that just kind of captures that essence. O means optimize. P means proceduralize everything, and S means simplify. So when we look at our business, we want to be able to look at it from a perspective of how can we execute the skills, the processes, the things that we need to do in the business in a way that is successful. It does what it's supposed to do. It's efficient. It does it as quickly as it can do it. And it's reproducible so that we can have other people join our company and be able to help us scale our operation up. And finally, it's the money, finance. And that's kind of, it's a lot of fun. And I'll say this, like when it comes to money, when I went to college, I passed college level calculus and I failed accounting the first time. So I've got a great head for numbers, but at first when a dollar sign was in front of it, I had a hard time understanding what's a debit? What's a credit? What does that mean? What's a P&L? What's a balance sheet? And how come sometimes when I buy something, it's not on my P&L, but it is on my balance sheet? Those get confusing because bankers and accountants speak a different financial language than entrepreneurs do. So one of the things that I did in my first business is when my bookkeeper started explaining to me, well, we had this money come in, so I debited this account. I said, okay, so debits are good. We had some money come in. That was a debit. She goes, yeah, okay. And then this other thing, I had to debit this account. So that's good. She goes, no. I had to debit the expense account, so that means we spent money. And I got very confused, and I said, okay, new rule. We're going to call these took-ins and paid-outs. We're going to keep it all simple. And I would close the door because I didn't want anybody to see how dumb I was. But it was so important to understand how much money was coming in and how much money was going out and how much was left over, because that's all I could have, right? Right. So those six gears all revolve around the center gear, and I call that the seventh gear, which is the name of my business, because that's the entrepreneur. That's the leader of the company. And often what happens is they're either ignorant, which means they're just unaware. They're not intentionally unaware, but they don't understand the internal gears of the business. And they're just focused on the external gears of the business, which leads them to where I was saying earlier, to be one of those within 42 months, 90.3% of business owners have to close their doors.
I think most people have come to that point, if they're business owners, or if they're just starting, where they're like, I have a good thing, but something's not working, right? Something is not clicking. And part of your job as a coach and part of what people realize is they know something's off, but they don't know what it is. How do you help people figure out which of the gears is off and then start to align that for them?
No, great question. You know, sometimes we know something's wrong and we don't know what it is. So how do we figure that out? Well, there really is a flow to this, meaning that marketing flows into sales. Sales flows into deliveries or fulfillment. And so when we come across an issue where, hey, maybe sales are not great, well, the first place we want to look is we want to look at the site, which is at that gear. What is our sales process? And if we say, what sales process? Well, that's part of the problem, right? But we also can look backwards towards the marketing side of things. And we have to look at it from the entrepreneurial perspective, meaning that we're interacting with real life people here. And sometimes real life people, they believe what they're doing is the right thing, but we know as the owner, it's not getting the right results. So we have to be very practical and pragmatic about it, realizing, hey, let's ask the right questions. Let's diagnose the situation, but let's follow this backstream. I guess I would also share with you, when I look at what's wrong in a business and somebody gives me a choice, do I think it's A? Do I think it's B? Do I think it's C? My answer to that is usually yes. It's usually a combination of one, two, three things, because in the flow that is business, whenever something gets a little bit out of whack in one gear, it does tend to throw, you know, its results into the next gear, which doesn't handle it perfectly, and it gets out of whack. So a lot of times what happens is there's adjustments that need to be made in one, two, three, or spots in the model. You know, for example, you know, in the management side of things, management could be a self-management issue or management of others. If I haven't explained my expectations clearly, and I mean crystal clearly, then what could happen is people in the marketing department could be following what they think I asked them to do. And it's my job to communicate clearly. If I'm not getting the results that I want, well, maybe I didn't express myself well. But that's a perfect example. If management hasn't communicated well, then one of the employees or people or functions in one of the gears isn't delivering well, and then that's spilling over into another. Now I've got A, B, and C, right? But at least we know where to start.
There you go. And that's the best way to start, is to know where to start and to get going. And I love the way you break it down into all of the different activities. And I know there's a listener that's probably saying, oh man, I thought all I had to do was sell something, right? And now they're like, what do you mean? Oh, I have to know accounting and numbers and operations? And they may be getting a little bit overwhelmed. And so when That's you right. look at all of the gears, a lot of entrepreneurs feel like they're doing everything, right? They're doing so much. They might be saying, well, Chris, I'm doing all of that, right? I'm doing it and it's not working, or I don't have enough time, right? What would you say to that entrepreneur who feels like they're already spreading themselves too thin by trying to handle all six gears?
You touched on something which I think is really important. One of the biggest blind spots that I see business owners suffering from is this misunderstanding that they're supposed to be naturally good at all these different areas themselves. And that's just not realistic. And, you know, when it comes to like accounting, do what I did. Just say, listen, here's what works for me. When we're talking about, you know, accounting terms, let's talk about tokens and paid outs. Let's leave my ego at the door and let's talk in fourth grade terms so I can follow the conversation and be willing to say, I don't know what's going on, but because you're the owner, and if you're interacting with any of your professional service providers, like an accountant or an attorney, and you're not able to really communicate in plain English, get a new accountant, get a new attorney, because if they can't relate their industry in meaningful terms in a way that you can digest it and feel good about what's going on, they're the wrong person for you. Don't feel bad about that. Don't have unrealistic expectations of yourself and be willing to go and ask for help. You'd be amazed at how many successful business people are happy and thrilled to help out a young entrepreneur. I know I am, and I've found people to be very willing to be helpful to me.
Yes. The way is getting those gears in order, right? Getting them all in order. Marketing, sales, fulfillment, management, operations, finances, and you, entrepreneur. That's awesome, Chris. Thank you so much for breaking this down for us. Before I ask my final question, where can we go to find out more about you?
Well, I've got this amazing website called Seventh Gear Coaching, and that's seventh with the number seven, so 7th Gear Coaching, just like it sounds, .com. And if you want to hit that site, I actually just completed an online assessment, which I had a lot of fun with, but it's an opportunity for every business owner that wants to go in. It's totally free. And I've set up a series of questions. We used to call them in school, multiple guest questions. Mm-hmm. So I have those set up where you can go in and you get to self-evaluate of how you feel like you're doing in the different gears. And then I put some thoughtful questions and some humorous answers in there that you get to select from. And I built an algorithm that will give you a scored result from each one of these gears and in totality. So point being, hey, there's seven sections here, seven gears, seven sets of questions for you to go through. And you can score anywhere from 1 to 10 based upon your answers. And, you know, my focus is to help people get into an excellent or great level of performance in all of those areas. I'm not searching for perfection. I just want people to be able to be profitable, to understand how their business works. And when it stops working, because there's always something going wrong, right? How to fix it, how to ask for help, and how to self-diagnose.
Perfect. SeventhGearCoaching.com. Chris, my final question for you, if you could take everything you stand for and everything you believe in and boil it down to one word or one phrase, what would that be for you?
It's a tie. I have two words. Like you said, we're two words, two word people. Serve, and that's a big word. I've been unpacking that my whole life. Serve and authenticity. Let's be real. You know, be real and serving others. Zig Ziglar had a quote that impacted me. He said, success, like wealth or fame, is rarely ever attained if directly sought, but only as a byproduct of some other worthwhile goal or objective. Now, what that means in business or in management or in life is we get our needs met as a result of serving others. You can be wildly successful in business by focusing on serving the people in your organization and on your clients and customers and the community around you.
I love that. Chris, thank you so much for being here today, for sharing all of those wonderful nuggets of wisdom with us. I really hope people got that. And I love the way that it's broken down so simply. And a lot of it's just taking the guilt away, right? Really doing introspection, saying, where am I dominating and where am I falling short? Where do I still need to grow? Because entrepreneurship, just like any other part of life, is a process. It's a journey.
Thanks so much. And what you just said is, I'd say progress is perfection. If we're getting better, it's not going to be too long before we're great.
Love it. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks, Candace.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. I hope you really enjoyed it. And more importantly, I hope it got your gears turning, no pun intended. But I hope you're really starting to think about, as I'm building this business, am I spending all of my time with the external operations, right? All of the things that look good, that sound sexy, with the branding, the marketing, the sales, getting it done. But am I struggling with the finance? Am I struggling with fulfillment, with operations, with management, especially for our solopreneurs? Self-management is a bear. It is so challenging. And being okay with, right, taking away the stigma of asking for help. You're not born knowing how to drive, how to walk, how to talk. So why in the world would you be born knowing how to business? It's okay to ask for help. We all need some help. And so if you're looking to just chat with someone, connect with me, right? I'll leave some information. We can schedule a call right now, right? We can do that. And I just want to hear about you. What's your business opportunity? What are you trying to build? And what gear are you getting stuck on? Now, if you're saying, I just need some intense biz coaching, I need to go to the next level, I need to level up, Seventh Gear Coaching is the spot for you. So make sure to head up seventhgearcoaching.com. Check out Chris, read about him. He has plenty of blog articles there to let you know more about his story, his journey, and his flavor of coaching. So that's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to hit us up next week as we're sharing more jewels, more beautifulness, and as always, keep building that mental cement.